We've gone in and gone, oh no, should come to us. But anyway,
part of our standard contract as well is that within 30 days after it's completely finished, that's all the time of the client saying, yes, I like this, you know, can we have this slightly to the left or what have you. 30 days after we've agreed, job's done exactly like you wanted it. There's still time for edits to say, you know, when I got somebody to do the shopping cart, this wasn't exactly how I wanted it, and we can edit that as well. So, and we do that because we want to make sure that when they're actually using it for their business, have lots of different people using it. It would be a shame if, you know, it was done and dusted, they start doing business and they realise that something's not going to work as they intended, because you can't always predict your users.
I was going to say, I think the other big difference with us is as well, that's a really good point. I think we allow full access and control of the website back to the client as well. So it's not about, say when the website's finished and we hand it over, that if they want any changes made, that they have to come through us to, say, change some text or something like that. They don't. So rather than people paying more money, which there's no need to, we give them full access and control over their website and teach them as well. So we take them through a bit of education around how to manage the back end of the website and how to update text and images and bits and pieces, so that they can do it themselves. If they run into trouble, of course, we are here.
Yeah.
But we really are big on making sure that the client has full control over everything, all files, all everything.
Yeah, in accordance with our abundance mentality, a lot of our colleagues in the industry really try to lock clients in by either hosting their website on their service so that the client can't move it to somebody, a cheaper package or a better quality package or something like that. We have a real focus on making sure that you have paid this money, you own it, you can do with it what you want to do. If you want to come back to us and have edits done, we'll do that without any problem. Mm. But if you want to go and let your brother-in-law tinker around or something like that, or your sister-in-law tinker around, go for your life, because it's your site. You pay the money and you get it to do with what you will.
Wow, that's fantastic. So,
it's really important to us. Yeah.
If people out there are sort of like getting very excited now and want to get in touch with you, how do they sort of contact you? And they don't necessarily, you're an Australian-based company, you know, I mean, it's global, internet is global. So anybody from anywhere in the world can actually get in touch with you. So just give us some information about your website and your contact details, please.
Sure.
Okay. Well, the website's livelaughlead.com.au, if you can get my Kiwi accent.
No. Can you spell it?
I get heaps all the time about that.
Yeah. It's live, L-I-V-E, laugh, L-A-U-G-H, lead, L-E-A-D, livelaughlead, all one word, .com.au. So at this point, I'll translate for
See, we get to have a lot of fun. Really, she just takes the mickey out of me all day. It's great. I give it back sometimes.
Yeah, you do. So that's the website.
Oh, funny. Okay. And the email's just admin@livelaughlead.com.au.
Okay. So that's admin, A-D-M-I-N,
And also they can get you on Skype too, can't they?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, Hayley's probably the best one. She's on Skype, you know, about 15, 16 hours a day. So
so you can get hold of me, Hayley, H-A-Y-L-E-Y, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N, and then online, O-N-L-I-N-E, and it's all one word, all lowercase.
Hayley Wilson online.
Yeah, that's my Skype ID.
All right. So, then there are various ways of getting in touch with you if people want to at least have a first conversation with you about whether there's the possibility of them trusting you with their existing website or coming out with something new and saying, you know, I'd like you to help me because you seem to speak my language, which is layman's terms
that's what we want to speak.
Yeah, layman's terms.
We've actually got something that might appeal to people, and that's called a viability consultation, which is, you know, sounds very, you know, wordy, but basically what it means is that for a relatively small fee, because it takes a fair amount of our time,
we go
right through any existing website, tell you all the things from the front of the page, which is the content, the headings, the graphics, the look of the site, things that could work well, things that could be improved, And we also look at the back end, you know, things that aren't saying to Google, hey, put me on a high ranking when people search in my area for what the services are. So we go right through your site from front and back of the site and put a whole lot of recommendations, which you can then you get in report, plus you also talk to us so we can explain anything you don't understand. And you can take that and give it to your brother or sister-in-law that's, you know, savvy with the website and get them to do it. Or you can ask us and we can give you a price for doing those services as well. So we've found quite a few businesses that have loved that because they've gone, you know, this isn't really working for me, but I've got no idea where to start. And if they've got a pretty small budget, they can just prioritise. Okay, so the first thing we need to is make the copy or the text in your site something that people want to read instead of something that's not really engaging. So we can do the copywriting for them and then they can put things into their budget as they wish to or just say, girls, give me a package for the whole lot and away we go. So that might appeal to people. Certainly the reason we created it was because we thought if that was the position we were in, we'd like to have an idea of what how extensive the work is to get the site, get a site up and running to really work well on a global platform.
Mm. Okay. When you say up and running to area that's what do you call acceptable? We are actually talking about ranking, right? Ranking on Google.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, basically. That's right.
Yes, and so you're giving for a basically a good offer today in terms of giving somebody's website a health check, if you want to call it that.
Yeah, it's pretty much
it. Yeah, a very in-depth one.
Yeah, an assessment. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, and whether it's flatlining or not. Well, really, because folks, some of you might be in that position. You know, you've paid a lot of money and you've got a website that may be pretty but doesn't rank and your rants and smell, but ranks on top number one, page one of Google is what everybody is after. So can you actually help somebody there get that happening
Absolutely.
For them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In so many ways, it's really quite a complex area. You know, we can start talking about black hat strategies and white hat strategies and, you know, Google slaps you if you do things that aren't the right thing according to them and they update what they want from us all the time, which is what we have to be across. Mm. So, yeah, search marketing or SEO is a big area.
That's huge.
Yep. What we actually wanted to offer to your viewers for free was if they contact us via admin@livelaughlead.com.au, we'll actually present them with a report of how they are ranking for a keyword in their field. So again, if it's dog training, we can show them if someone searches Yahoo for dog training, where are you coming up in that and why is that happening? If someone's searching Google for dog training, where are you coming up and why? You know, what is it that you're missing? So we can give them a free report. All you have to do is email us and say free report or mention your show, Lawai. And we will just get that happening in a couple of days. They'll get the report. And that can give them some really good information on where they're going because you can hear about Google ranking and Bing and all those kinds of things, but you don't necessarily know why your site isn't ranking and what you need to do.
Right, and usually it's a case of most people's eyes will just glaze over when you mention technical terms like that anyway.
Yeah, it's like talking to me about superannuation.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, next subject. But in this case, it's somebody's business, it's somebody's livelihood. It is important. And so, folks out there, don't shirk the responsibility. Don't stick your head in the sand. These ladies are actually up here to help you get your business resuscitated. If it requires is you getting your website functional, as you say, and also getting traffic to the website and getting people to actually buy your widget or buy your product or buy your services. So that's another thing I want to talk to you about because you said you spend a lot of time with your clients getting to know them first and foremost, and it's almost like you're having a coaching session with them. So my question is, in terms of their mindset, do you find that invariably, whether surreptitiously or above board, that you actually have to take them through that process of A, developing an abundance mindset, B, getting over their fear of failure, or maybe even they have some sort of subconscious, repulsion for money that becoming wealthy is not on in their books, even though they say, yes, they want to become successful and wealthy, that you will pick it up in the course of conversation?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We go, oh, oh, that's an interesting statement. Where's that coming from? Or something like
yeah,
that.
We do.
Yeah, we absolutely do. Because it's so, like, it stands out to us because we are so abundance mindset focused, and it's just so natural to us that it's kind of like, you know, someone saying a racist comment, it's just kind of like, oh, hang on, we've got to pick that up. You know, that's not going to help you. That belief system's not going to help you. Now, are we going to get into a big full-on coaching session about that? Not necessarily. But what we'll do is say to them, okay, so in your business, how is this going to work for you? If your clients, customers or clients are thinking that way, how are you going to go with that? How are you going to work on that? The other thing that we find that we pick up a lot when in terms of belief systems and mindset with our clients is people's need to get it really right, that you don't need to get it right. It's a work in progress. All online marketing is a work of progress. You can just put yourself out there. Mm. So we're all about our clients taking action. Certainly the statistics show, which is wonderful for all of us, that people don't want to see polished, highly stylized interactions anymore. They want real. They want what's happening here with you and us, an exchange of information, people sitting, you know, talking to each other, not scripted or, you know, polish. So when people are creating content for their website, it's about being real. It's about being consistent with new information on the website. That's far more important than having it perfect and right, which is an education that our clients really appreciate because it leads to a lot of procrastination.
Yeah. And just to add to that as well, like I think, you know, with the viability consultation, but with our clients in generally, we make sure that there's a market there to market to. If there isn't, we're straight up and we'll tell them straight away. So yeah. If they've got their hopes and dreams set on, you know,
underwater basket weaving
idea, yeah, or something like that, then, and there's no market for it, then, and we do the research and we say, well, hey, this is what we found, you know, do you still want to go ahead? Then it's their choice then if they want to go ahead knowing that there may not be a market there for them.
Yeah.
So that's another thing that we do. We do the market research around their niche, really. So
we want to know if you want to have your business, whether it's locally exposure. If you want to have exposure in your business, whether locally, nationally or globally, we need to know how many people are actually searching for your product at the moment. Mm. You need to know that. Because if it's just a small amount, perhaps you need to widen what you provide or in the way that you talk about what you provide. That needs to be widened. But it's really handy to know that, you know, maybe 3 million people are searching for what you're offering every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you knew that people were plugging into Google your key terms that relate to directly to your business every week, you might want to have a little look about how you can get some of that action.
Yeah, and how competitive it is as well. I think you can have a great idea, a great niche, you know, great traffic driving to this, you know, these keywords of yours, but if they're not if you're in a competitive niche, then it's going to take a long time to get on page one. So again, that's another aspect that we bring into the market research as we look at it and say, well, hey, this is what your competitors are doing. This is why they're ranking where they are. You know, we estimate it'll take, you know, X, Y, Z number of weeks, months, whatever, to get on page one. Or it can take anything, you know, it can take a year or 2 years. Like if you're in, say, an insurance or financial sort of industry.
Or travel,
huge competition. So
that can
take a lot longer.
And that's where we can advise you. If your site's just kind of travel to Tibet, you might have a lot of competition. But if you've got meditation tours to Tibet or something like that, then as people type that in, you could get quite high on the Google rankings because it's all about trying to say when I'm sitting in my on my lounge with my laptop at 10 o'clock at night and I'm thinking, gee, I'd like to do this with the kids. I type it in and the exact match for what I'm looking for comes up on that first page, you're on a winner. So it's all about spending that time with experts saying what is going to get me the highest ranking so people go, that's the one I want. And when they click on the site, they go, wow, this is a great site. I've got everything I need here. I've got easy to find contact person. I can get to the homepage really easily. And I'm really engaged by the content and the graphics. I'm quite happy to spend time here. And ironically, that also helps your ranking the longer people spend on your site. Okay. So it's all, you know, it's all kind of enmeshed together. Yep. And that's what our job is to say, you guys, this is what you want. this is how to make it happen.
We're probably overwhelming people, maybe a little bit even now. Like, this is second nature to us. We're in it every day. I mean, I guess that only need to talk to us to get a bit of a feel of how in depth we go with it. But there's so much more. We're only just literally touching on the surface today.
As with all of your businesses, you can run seminars and things for days explaining your expertise and people's problems and how you solve them. Same with us. So if there's specific questions, we'd be really happy to take them. And again, we can give you an idea for free about where you're ranking, a really very specific idea of where you're ranking. And also, if you want us to go through your website, we can do that too with the viability consultation.
You've got nothing to lose by contacting us. Nothing. We're happy as to chat, send the report, whatever. So we're here to help. Yeah.
That's fantastic, because what I find coming across here is a very sort of, you know, a very relaxed but professional way of dealing with a client, and so that a client or prospective client will feel comfortable. And not only that, there's the element of unspoken element of trust, because that is something that is a commodity in nowadays that seems to be fairly lacking, especially in corporate businesses where people can just run up with lots of money. Look at Cyprus, 80% of your money can disappear just like that in the name of, you know, bailing out a bank. So here, trust is ever, ever important. And folks, you've seen what they're like. You've spent this time with Hayley and with Jules, and you know that they are, you know, warm, genuine human beings who have got your best interest at heart. Okay, because when you succeed, they succeed. That's the whole idea.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. We know that. So, you know, one of the reasons why we have a 90% conversion rate from anybody who comes to us to ask for any of our services is because people recommend us. They say, you've got to talk to these girls. You know, I just had two just in the 5 minutes before this interview started. Hi, I'm such and such. Friend of mine said, you have got to talk to these girls. Don't talk to anyone else until you've talked to them. And that's just happening to us all the time. So we've got a fair bit of work on. That's why we have a team of people that can help us, but the client interaction is with us.
Yeah.
Okay, that's important, because client reaction to me is like, I'm not talking to a faceless call center. I'm actually talking to a real-life human being who I intuitively feel understands my vision and also my fears and frustrations, if you want to call it that, about this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you put it in a context that says, look, it's in a sense, it's your business is quite separate from you as the person, and therefore this, you mentioned before, people procrastinate because they're afraid of failing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You can't fail when you put yourself out there. You can't fail to get exposure when you allow yourself to be put out there. It mightn't give you the results that you want, but the very action of saying, I'm going to talk about this today, or I'm going to put a little video on, or I'm going to write some new content here, or I'm going to go out and say to people, would you like to buy my product? Which is actually what business is about. Would you like to buy my product or service? Taking action is only going to benefit you in terms of your confidence. It's not personal if people don't want your services. It might be that they're not the right client for you, but there are many clients out there that are right for you. How are you ever going to know if you don't ask them or give them the opportunity to know about your business? It's just all in your head. It's just all speculation.
Just give it a go.
Give it a go. And that's really what we want to be remembered for in our business.
Yeah.
We want to be remembered as, we gave it a go, we give it a go, and we encourage other people to give it a go, and we live a lifestyle that rewards what we want. We work when we want to work. If we're not being productive, we'll go for a walk, we'll watch a show, have a little break, so that when we are working, it's very productive time. And that's another thing we do with our that makes us successful. We don't just say, it's 9 o'clock now, so we have to do it. We both look at each other, or one just goes, oh man, I'm not right for it today. Go out for a walk and come back with some energy, and away we go.
Yep.
Okay, so that's kind of your practical ethos, because that was the next question I was going to ask you. It's getting to the personal stage about what is it that you do in terms of your success rituals. This is what I ask lots of business people. What is it that you do on a daily basis that, A, sort of keeps the faith, especially when, you know, it's, business is slow, or you come up against lots of challenges, technical challenges, etc., that says, okay, I'm still on the right path. So I'll just let it split it between you girls, so you tell me what is it that you do.
Okay, well, I'll go first, as always. I'll get a jump in any chance I can get. my success ritual is really about being clear about what my values are and living my life and spending my day according to those values. So for me, it's me first, family second, business third. So by the time I start work, I've done what I need to do for the day, feeling good, feeling fresh. I make sure that my kids are all sorted for the day, whether it's, you know, driving them to school, singing times tables on the way to school like we did this morning, you know, making sure everything's set for them when they come home from school. We work from home, so that's another bonus. So for me, my success ritual is that I'm best when I know that I'm living according to my values. If everything's in order and I'm spending and prioritising my time that way, then I know that I'm in the right place, I'm being supported to be a success by everybody I meet, whether it's to learn a lesson or to get great results. And then I'm right to be creative, whether it's in designing or writing or just helping clients to solve issues.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't work when you're just trying to chug along, you know, for the sake of it. It just doesn't work.
No.
What am I?
Getting up at 5:30, doing an hour of exercise before you start the day. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, so I still exercise. I'm not a exercise Nazi like I once was with training. But
that's all relative, by the way.
But I do like to exercise and just keep fit and keep the energy high as well. I think that one of the other things is if I'm not focused, I'll just go out for a walk or back off and then come back to it later. It's the same thing when I was training with sport. If I was having an off day training, if I started off and it just wasn't happening, I'd just walk away, you know, and either train later or train harder the next day. It didn't matter. There was no point, you know, doing it unless the focus was there, unless the energy was there, because it just wouldn't happen. So same thing with the business. So pretty much, you know, when the focus is on, it's, we can get so much work done, like being very productive. But, yeah, if I'm not in the zone kind of thing or space for it, then, yeah, just back off for a bit. And it doesn't take long. It just can take a short shift, bit of a walk, like you say, Jules, or...
Yeah, we're very aware. We're very aware when we're in slog. And when you're in slog, you're not creative, so you're actually not doing your clients or yourself any good. So as soon as we're in slog and... we can recognise it in each other or in ourselves.
Yeah, sometimes, Jules pulls it up on me a fair bit.
sometimes it's together, sometimes it's completely separate. We just get out of that energy space. So whether we need to have a nap, do some exercise, you know, do something fun, we've got to get out of that space because it's not productive.
We help each other out, don't we?
Like, yeah, and we help each other out big time. The other two success rituals that we have, one is very boring. We drink lots of water and we eat very well. So we make sure we have vegetables and fish and things like that for lunch to make sure that our bodies are really ripe for being in the zone and creative and fresh and the best we can be. So that's really important.
Yep.
Once or twice we've gotten hot chips when it's been one of those kinds of day and we've just gone, oh, that was a mistake.
And pay for it later.
Yeah, so really looking at after yourself
not
in that
way. Not a productive food.
And probably one thing that most people don't do is that we reward ourselves for our successes. So whether a client just is so happy about something that we've just done or whether we're delighted about some of the passive income things that we're working on and we've reached a milestone, we'll go and do something nice. We might we're both terrible shoppers, so, you know, we might go and buy a handbag or something we desperately need, which just kind of gets us out and doing things. Or we might, you know, grab the kids and put on a nice party table and have streamers and all that kind of stuff and say, hey, we're doing really well here. So, and let them enjoy it as well because they like to give their $2 worth on things that we're designing.
Yeah, we include that.
Yeah, so we include the kids. So, really, a success ritual is rewarding yourself when you've done a good job, whether that's internally or externally done a good job.
Mm. Wow, that's fantastic because anybody who sort of is contemplating coming to you will probably think, yep, these ladies seem to have it all together. And one thing you mentioned was that phrase self-awareness, which I think is kind of missing for a lot of people because they're so absorbed in their business and trying to make it work that they forget this other important aspect. And like you say, if you're not feeling productive, stop. Go and do something.
Yeah, stop.
Yeah, do something totally different. Yeah. And you know, we could almost like have you back in the next show in time to come to talk about getting businesses or coaching people through that, I guess, that hump of feeling unproductive or feeling very frustrated and coming up against what they call their challenges that's not getting their business to the next level. Mm. And yeah. especially if there's yeah. not just a solopreneur, but let's say two people in the business, and the you know, as you can see, the dynamics can either really help add synergistically or it can destroy a business. So you two would be
absolutely can. Yeah.
You've probably seen that in the sort of people, the clients who come at one person wants one thing, the other person says no, but not in so many words, but from the body language you realize that they're not on the same page.
That can be tricky,
which scuttles the whole process anyway. So as in the last minute, can you just tell me, you know, I think this has been a fascinating interview and getting to know you as not just as businesswomen, but as you know, heart-centered people as well. What is it that you want to leave the world with in terms of your legacy?
I think because of my experience in coaching and counselling and being a mother of two children, my fairly soppy, boring answer is that I feel like I've already done that. So everything else is a bonus for me. Everything else is a bonus. But really to inspire other people to give it a crack or give it a go and be okay that if you do your best and it's not enough, that isn't a reflection on you. That's just you can't ask for more than your best. So there, if I can get other people to understand that that's a really good way to approach life, I'm delighted, but I'm already delighted. So as I said, everything's a bonus. How about yourself?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I think just from a business side of things, I think leaving people with a great experience or having had a great experience working with us and that it's been fun. I mean, it's working obviously now because we're getting great word of mouth. So that's, you know, that's awesome. But that's probably the main focus, that we just want the whole thing to be a great experience. And yeah, all I can say is just the whole fun. The fun thing is a big, big thing for me, just to really enjoy it and enjoy the whole process. And
yeah, I mean, what really turns us on is if Joe Blogs or Jackie Blogs comes and says, I've got this great business, nobody knows about it, or I'm not getting it out there enough. Mm. And we look back in a year when Jackie Blogs is totally nailing it as the leader in her industry and saying, we got to help her up one of those ladder.
Big joy factor.
That to us, you know, that to us just totally rings our bell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. That's fantastic. So once again, before we go, just give us your contact details very quickly.
Okay. You better say that because obviously I'm having trouble.
If you want to email us, it's admin at livelaughlead.com.au, and our website is livelaughlead.com.au. If you search that, we'll come up. And we'd love to connect with you. As I said, we'll give you a free report on how your site is ranking. We can talk about how we can help you. Any solutions related to mobile phone apps, website, search marketing, or anything else, if we can't help you, we've got a pretty good network. Yeah. So we might be able to suggest some people who have got a good reputation to be able to help you with that.
And
so,
we do a lot of that. Yep.
Yeah. Mm. And we'd love to meet you, basically.
Yeah. That's fantastic. So people out there, there's no excuse. You've got their contact details. You know, jump online and get to know these ladies. And I can say that I 100% endorse them and I trust them because I've known them for a while and they are basically straight as a die and there's no BS behind it. So
what you see is what you get with us.
Yeah, what you see is what you get. And if it's not working, they will tell you in a very compassionate way too.
Absolutely.
And not just that, offer you a better solution that perhaps you might
not
have
absolutely
seen. Okay. So on that note, thank you very much, Jules Tarrant and Hayley
Wilson.
Pleasure. From Live, Laugh, Lead.
You're welcome.
And these people are the people you want to get to know. So on behalf of your money and your mindset, thank you for spending this hour with us. God bless.
Absolute pleasure. Take care.
Thanks, Laura.
Bye.
Bye.
Today's podcast is brought to you by OB.